to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, Romney's the godfather of the Obamacare bill, so law. I mean, so it's kind of hard to see how he comes at it. But if the Supreme Court throws this thing out, it could have all kinds of political effects, and I don't think anybody knows what they'll be yet. I mean, you could have sort of a less energized right. Why? Because, well, they opposed it, and it's been thrown out, so there's no need to fight. And on the other side, supporters of Barack Obama who like this law realize they've got to fight to keep him in. So, I mean, so you could get more energy on the left. It's unclear what the ramifications will be, but I don't see how Romney's the best. I think one time I agree with Rick Santorum, Romney's probably the worst Republican that could be put up against Obama on the health care issues.
That's political strategist Joe Trippi commenting on Mitt Romney's connection to Obamacare and how this week's Supreme Court hearings may affect the campaign. That is the Supreme Court hearings being number one and all this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into another hour of the review that goes on every week with number 1 through 10 for the week ending Friday, March 30th in political issue-oriented news talk radio, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And Dick Cheney getting that heart transplant's number 10. Pink Slime, number 9. JetBlue pilot meltdown, number 8. Afghanistan, number 7. Lottery fever, number 6. The president involved with the Russian president, number 5. Number 4, price of gasoline. Number 3, the presidential primary race. Number 2, Trayvon Martin and his death. And number 1, in the Supreme Court hearings this week, focused on health care, the so-called Obamacare. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo talking to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott about his impression of the 3 days of Supreme Court hearings.
I got to tell you, 3 days that I found to be unexpected. Did you think, and again, I've heard a lot of the audio, and I know that you're probably not going to be as critical as I am, but do you think that the guy representing the administration would sound so ill-prepared?
You know, I am a little bit surprised about his performance, and what you're talking about is the quality of the oral argument presented by the attorney representing the Obama administration. And he struggled in this oral argument, and part of it seemed as though he may have been inadequately prepared, but part of it, I got to tell you, is because of the weakness of his position. Listen, what people did not fully understand is how weak the position is to try to defend Obamacare. And conversely, how strong our position is in attacking Obamacare. And for some reason, these people living in the Beltway up here in Washington, D.C., just took for granted that Congress passed a law, and therefore that law has to be upheld. And they didn't realize the United States Supreme Court justices would disagree with that unprecedented overreach by Congress.
It's Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, and we're always glad to get the access. So we had 3 days of testimony, days where the argument against Obamacare was solid. It's been solid since the beginning. You and I have talked about it a million times. One of the justices actually said, "Can you make me buy broccoli? Can you make me buy a cell phone?" And again, the bumbling attorney for the administration seemed to not have a really good valid answer for that. I don't know what they were trying to hang their hat on. At one point, Attorney General, he spoke about everybody using the fire department, everybody using the police department, and I think it was Chief Justice Roberts said, "Yeah, but can you make me buy a cell phone so that I can have access to those departments?" And he got, "Well, that's not the same thing. That's completely different, Chief Justice." But he never ever laid out why the Obama administration thought that it would be okay to force people in this great land to buy something. Did he ever make a point at all about that?
He didn't, and it's actually a point that we have made coming into this oral argument, and that is when Texas wanted the trial court, when Texas wanted the Court of Appeals, and frankly, in all of these other cases around the country that the Obama administration has been involved in trying to defend Obamacare, they have been repeatedly asked about all of these examples, about if Congress can force Americans to go out and purchase health care insurance, is there any limit where you can draw the line at what Congress cannot force Americans to buy? They've been asked that question more than 100 times. Not once yet to this day have they ever been able to answer that question. And that's what this case is all about.
Up next, more on the Affordable Care Act and the Supreme Court here on the countdown.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Looking for top TV brands? Sears will make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Talk radio in review. Counting down or up or sideways, whatever way you want to review. These are the top 10 talk topics of the week. Obamacare Supreme Court hearings number one this week. Host Michael Graham talks to political analyst Avik Roy about what he thinks is going to come out of the 3 days of hearings.
The assumption was that this was going to be a very difficult case for people who are opposed to Obamacare, who believe it does fundamentally renegotiate what it means to be a citizen. Should people like myself be heartened that those seem to be the concerns that the court has?
Well, you know, here's how I would put it. You remember when Nancy Pelosi said, "Are you serious? Are you serious?" A couple years back when somebody suggested it might be unconstitutional. I think still a lot of liberals have been saying that over the years. I remember having a debate with Jonathan Cohn on NPR, who's an editor at the New Republic, a couple years back, where I mentioned this constitutional stuff, and he was like, "Well, this doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm no expert in the Constitution." He was actually in the Supreme Court today. He came out of it clearly shaken. He said, "I came into today thinking that we were very confident about the outcome. I came out of it being very unconfident about the outcome." Effectively, I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but I think there are a lot of liberals out there who are hyperventilating today because they feel it didn't go well. However, the reason why they're worried is because Verrilli, to your point, seemed very nervous. He was like, you know, a guy from AA ball playing in the World Series, whereas you had on the other side Paul Clement, who's argued before the Supreme Court 50 times and is considered the LeBron James of constitutional lawyers, advocates out there. So I think he was just a much more polished, much more experienced guy. It was clear the liberal judges were trying to help Verrilli out when he messed up. So I think if you go by that, if you go by the quality of the argument, clearly Clement, the guy supporting the state's view that the mandate should be struck down, he had the better of it. He looked better. But at the end of the day, that's not what matters, right?
Exactly.
What really matters is what the Supreme Court decides. And I think what we learned today was that the four liberals are going to support the mandate. Let me stop right there.
We've been hearing this for weeks. I'm just a talk show host. I'm nobody. I'm just a guy who talks for a living. And if it would disturb me if someone said to me, Michael, I know exactly what you're going to think on every position because you're always going to take and something driven by politics. That would bother me as a talk show host. Does it not bother these four supposedly serious-minded, well-rounded scholars that they are, in essence, a judicial joke that everyone says, well, they're done. The facts won't matter. The arguments won't matter. No information will penetrate their politics. Is there no shame associated with that, Ovid?
Well, on the one hand, I think it's less politics and ideology, right? I mean, I think that the liberals believe that the Constitution is a living Constitution and its meaning evolves over time, and therefore we can interpret it any way we want, whereas the conservatives don't believe in that as much. So in that sense, I think it's more about philosophy than politics. However, there are some instances, I think Bush v. Gore is one of them, where the politics do play a role, because in my mind, that should have been 9-0, and it wasn't in certain cases, because there, I felt like, the law was very clear, and the liberal justices divided on that, and that created a lot of unnecessary controversy.
Here's host John Thomas with Rick Garnett, the Dean of Notre Dame Law School, about this week's hearings, and if he thinks, that is, Garnett thinks, it's likely that the Affordable Care Act will be upheld or not.
The Supreme Court yesterday heard really the crux of the whole issue over this individual mandate, and that is the individual mandate, whether people should be required to have health insurance or face a federal fine. And that really was the crux of the argument yesterday. A lot of people inside the high court, as it was playing out, coming out saying, boy, the Obama administration really blew it on this one. They could see where this whole thing could be overturned. Do you buy that?
Well, it's pretty clear from the questioning that the predictions that some people made, including, I have to confess, me, that that most of the justices would find it's a pretty easy case. Those predictions were wrong. It's clearly the case that the justices are very engaged, and they see this as a difficult case. On the one side, you've got the four quote unquote liberal or democratic judges who seem sympathetic to the mandate. On the other side, though, the government came in for some pretty tough questioning from the more conservative justices. And I think probably the most kind of dramatic moment was one that the government's lawyers certainly should have expected. And that was when the conservative justices kept pushing him to give a limiting principle. They kept asking him over and again in different ways, if Congress can do this, is there any limit to what it can do? If Congress can regulate this, is there any limit to what it can regulate? And I got to say, most people think the government's lawyer didn't have a very good answer to that question. And he probably should have. I mean, these are great lawyers, by the way. I don't mean to beat up on the lawyers, but that was the moment where I think there was the most drama.
It turns out Justice Stephen Breyer is the one who ended up giving the answer for the Solicitor General, and some people are saying that that was a huge blow against the Obama administration.
Yeah, Justice Breyer and also some of his colleagues were there to kind of help out in a few places. It isn't a surprise that it was Justice Breyer. He, for many years now, going back to the court's last big Commerce Clause case, which is called Lopez, he's been a very strong advocate for the view that courts should defer to Congress and let Congress decide when and whether it's going to regulate commerce. If this mandate gets struck down, certainly look for him to be the one writing the dissent. All eyes, of course, were on Justice Kennedy, who is often characterized as being a swing vote or a middle-of-the-road justice or what have you. But he's somebody who, in a lot of his work, has made it clear that he thinks the powers of the national government are limited. And he seems troubled by certain aspects of the mandate. And none of this means that at the end of the day they'll strike it down. I mean, it's just really dangerous to read too much into oral argument. But certainly the government's lawyers had a day on the hot seat. And certainly the administration should not be overconfident at this point.
Up next, the latest on the Trayvon Martin case. And also the primary race. That's up next on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. And we're up to number two on the countdown. Trayvon Martin, the Florida case here from Fox. Martha McCallum talks to Dr. Alveda King, who's the niece of Martin Luther King, about the unnecessary way the race card's being used in this case.
The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., now says that civil rights activists like Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson, in her opinion, are riling up Americans and, quote, her quote, playing the race card.
Martha, if I may say, just listening to Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jackson, you know, Reverend Jackson, no justice, no peace. There's power in the blood of Emmett Till. There's power in the blood of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. There's power in the blood of Trayvon Martin. Well, certainly the power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we're in Easter season. And to say no justice, no peace, if you know Jesus, there is peace. I'm asking that we remember that Trayvon Martin's family is grieving right now. And in the midst of their grieving, they don't need a lot of anger and fear surrounding that. And certainly Trayvon Martin, a young man, cut down in his prime, I would say because of my ministry, aborted late, a late abortion. Now his dreams are dead. But also with Mr. Zimmerman, his life is turned upside down. Two young men, one dead. Of course we love our children. We love all children. America's youth are now an endangered species. And so we must answer this nonviolently, not with rage and not with anger, not by playing the race card. But like Mother Teresa said, if you can abort a baby, you can kill anyone. And so as we stand our ground, and if we're doing that emotionally, and guns come out, we have a tragedy. And that's what we have. And I want people to remember Trayvon with dignity.
Yes.
He now joins the ranks of many young people who've been killed.
So the presidential race up next, number three on the countdown. Here's radio man Charlie Sykes with Rick Santorum. They talk about the latest ad in Wisconsin where Santorum says that nominating Romney would be a disaster.
You're running an ad here on our station saying that nominating Mitt Romney, I think I wrote this down, would be a disaster for every conservative and Tea Party supporter. Now, the other day you said you'd be willing to be his VP. Which is it?
Well, what I said was I'd be willing to do anything I could to help the party. I'm not running for VP, obviously, and you know, I have no great desire to do anything other than to help the nominee. And obviously, I believe that the best nominee is me. I mean, I believe that we have the best vision, the best record, and the best contrast to take on Barack Obama. And you know, I was at the Supreme Court on Monday and stood there and said, if we're going to repeal Obamacare, We need to make this race about Obamacare. We need to have this. Obamacare is clearly the best encapsulation of what's wrong with Washington. The explosion of a federal government program, billions of dollars in deficit spending, government control over your economic decisions, government control over your decisions about the faith that you are going to practice, which you've seen with Obamacare, destroying the economy. Raising taxes, reducing employment, increasing the unemployment rate. I mean, it's sort of part and parcel of everything that people are concerned about, and it's summed up in one bill. And it has to be and should be the focal point of this race and what Barack Obama's done to this country. And what I've said is that, you know, Mitt Romney is uniquely disqualified to make that case because he put forth an almost identical plan in Massachusetts and then advocated for that for President Obama to adopt. And as President Obama has said repeatedly, he followed Mitt Romney's advice. And that's why I say it's taking the signature issue of Obama's Achilles heel and taking it off the table.
What if the U.S. Supreme Court takes it off the table? What if, in fact, the court throws out Obamacare? Now, James Carville has been saying that would be a boon for Democrats. How do you think that would play out in the 2012 election for your candidacy or for the candidacy of any Republican running against Obama? Who is helped by the Supreme Court declaration that Obamacare was unconstitutional?
Well, first off, the country's helped because we get rid of, at least depending on how they structure, at least some elements of Obamacare.
800-510-8255, your calls, and also the rest of the list coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
A perfect combination of input from people who are experts, supposedly commentators, hosts of programs on radio and television, and your calls at 800-510-8255. As we continue our focus on the top 10 items this week, the Supreme Court arguments at number 1, Trayvon Martin case number 2, the GOP primary number 3, gas prices are number 4. Here's Tom, who's listening in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. You have a moment or two, Tom, of our time, so let's make some good use of it. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, there seems to be a lot of idiocy going around on these topics these days. In particular, I was thoroughly offended by the commentator who stated that everybody who doesn't carry medical insurance is waiting till they have to go to the emergency room and then getting free medical care.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that fits everybody, but it does fit some people. Would you agree?
I wouldn't know, but I've heard that so many times. My wife and I have not had medical care, medical insurance for 41 years. We rarely go to the doctor, and we pay all our bills, and we pay full price when we go to a doctor. We don't get a reduced rate because we have medical insurance.
So what would happen if one of you, God forbid, came down with some serious illness?
Well, I don't care to discuss that right now, but I will tell you this one thing, that medical insurance was first advertised as for catastrophic care, not for every time you need to go to the doctor.
Well, the problem is people, you're right about that, for sure. People have used this, like they've used the emergency room as their regular medical care. You got a cold, you go to the emergency room. What kind of nonsense is that? And that's what does force the price up, yeah.
It seems to me that, the people who've got the insurance are running into the doctor for every little sniffle they get.
Yeah.
Whereas I happen to have a master's in biology and some experience in the medical field. So I do most of pre-going to the doctor, diagnosing and stuff of our conditions, and then we go to specialists.
Well,
and we have gone to the emergency room from time to time, and we always pay full price. And, boy, do I get steamed when I hear some moron like that guy say something like that.
Well, I don't know whether or not he's a moron. He probably believes
he sure
as you
like
do.
It.
You believe in one thing, he believes in another. I may more likely agree with you. Prevention is more important. Understanding your body and what's going on it is your job. I'm not supposed to be paying for you to take care of your body. You're supposed to take care of your own body. And if you're fortunate, you don't come down with something that's serious. That is,
that's true.
That's the way it is with many people. Others don't have a choice. Thanks for your call, Tom. Doug's in Bedford, Virginia here on the countdown on Trayvon Martin. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, buddy, and I hope you're doing well this morning.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right, as far as it goes, the Trayvon case, I didn't catch the lady's name that you were playing just a few minutes ago, but to me, kudos goes out to her, because to me, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and that whole bunch, and it's a reporter there in Florida that was writing as far as it goes about the race card. You know, the situations happen. Why didn't they report anything at all as far as it goes about the 12 killings that was last month in Chicago, and one of them was a six-month-old baby that the man walked in, and black African-American black man that walked in and took and pulled a gun out and shot the baby. And, of course, that's never been talked about that.
There have been any number of circumstances. I saw a story, I think it was yesterday, about a man who killed, a white man who killed two other people. And the comment from this person who sent me the email was, okay, so this guy kills these two people, and there's no big hubbub about that. And it appeared to be the same kind of thing, except there wasn't any race tone to it. It's a double standard. That doesn't mean all black people are thinking that way or all white people think that way. It just is a time when we have a lot of focus on this sort of thing, because there have been, it doesn't justify it, but over the years there have been lots of abuses aimed at people of color. And so this is the way for some of those who declare themselves to be leaders to get on the bandwagon and make something of it. That's all Al Sharpton is interested in, is he's making something because that's his lot in life. He likes to stir things up and gets paid to do it. That's the story. Doug, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Number four on the countdown this week is what you're paying for gasoline. Here are two people involved in this conversation. One of them is the host of the program named Doug McKelvin. The other one is Jill Schlesinger, who is from Money Watch. They talk about the cost of gas in this excerpt.
We all know that gas prices, when they go up, are regressive because they affect people who are on the lower end of the income strata. But for the rest of us, you've got some amazing numbers to report.
Yeah, this is how you know you're a financial geek. You're filling up your own gas tank and doing little math problems in your head. That's what happened to me yesterday. I am not kidding you. It did happen. So there I was filling up my gas tank, and I said, oh, you know, look at this. Gas prices are up about 50 cents a gallon since October. And I looked at October because that was actually where the low print was for both oil and gas prices. Everyone was freaking out about maybe there was going to be a recession, what was going on in Europe. So oil prices down at around $75 a barrel. Gas prices were at the low print for the entire 52 weeks that we've seen. So I said, okay, let's say that gas prices are up 50 cents since October. We assume that people fill up their 16-gallon tanks once a week. So that means they're going to pay an extra $416 a year.
Sounds like an awful lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, and as you said, if you are living paycheck to paycheck, it's horrible. But I also looked at this great number, which was that the average U.S. worker has $25,000 in a retirement account.
Okay. So how did they do over the past year, say?
So even let's just go back to that same October time frame. If we go from that October to where we are today, that person, even in just a diversified account, not all stocks, up $3,000. So you're going to pay $415 more per year for gas. You're going to make $3,000 more in your retirement account. What would you rather have?
Well, and if you want to whittle away that $416 annually that you'd be paying for fuel, there's a simple way to do that, too.
Yes, I did. I did, because I, of course, went to go get a medium coffee at Dunkin' Donuts and realized that that was, if you just said one less medium coffee per workday at Dunkin' Donuts, you'd pay for your gas.
That's where you get it, right?
Okay. You know how annoying? This is a justification for something that ought not to be. It may be that other things have gone up in price, but how do you, this woman who is pretty well known, she's on a CBS program, this doesn't square with common sense. If the price of oil goes up, it takes 4, 5, sometimes 6 months. They're charging you on the day the price of the oil goes to whatever the price is, as if that related to what you're paying at the pump that day, and it doesn't. the costs which have been speculated upon and pushed up are based on what the people who are paying for the oil will actually pay. That's what makes this a double whammy. They aren't paying that on that day. There's a future involved in this. And so down the road, they're going to pay $110, let's say, a barrel. And then it still takes another 4, 5, 6 months for you to actually see what comes out of the ground that day. And so you're talking sometimes almost a year. So why should you be paying today what someone is going to pay in terms of the cost of a barrel of oil a year from now? Well, close to a year from now. It's the oil company screwing you, and it's the principle of the thing. Whether you've got that case now, what the other arrogant thing about that is, who do you all have retirement accounts? Do you all have money in the bank? Do you all have money invested in certain assets? Of course you don't. So, sorry, Jill, no sale. 800-510-8255. All right, number five. Here is. All right, hold on a minute. Let's talk to Jeff about the gas prices. Go ahead, Jeff. What are your? How do you read either what that lady said or what's happening with you?
Yes, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and Tom Colburn got up on the Senate floor and pointed out the true reason that gas has increased at such an alarming rate, and it's due to our debt and the value of the dollar. In 2008, the dollar was traded against the euro at 96 cents, and now it's at $1.34. So the value of the dollar goes down, and gas is traded in dollars. And that adds a tremendous increase, and it's due to inflation and our national debt. We got to get our debt under control.
Yeah. Well, easier said than done. Inflation actually isn't occurring at the moment, but most people think that it will. I mean, when you have mortgages that are less than 4 points, not much. You know, look at some of the other things. The inflation is coming as a result of what it costs to buy gasoline, if nothing else, and plus the fact that the government's spending way too much money. All those things are a part of that equation. Thanks for your call, 800-510-8255. We'll move to a moment when the president wishes he'd remembered there are such things as open mics. And that comes up as number five in a moment here on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed.
People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider, who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy, and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119, for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
800-510-8255 here on the countdown. Doug Steffen reviewing from number 1 to number 10, and we're at 5 from the Daily Show. Jon Stewart had some fun with the president's open or hot mic moment when he was with the Russian president.
But you know, this is how tough it is to be president. Even something as simple as a high-stakes nuclear disarmament conference with Russia, held within the shadow of what many consider to be the world's most dangerous border, can be fraught with domestic political peril.
My wife's election. Yeah, and after my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah. And this, I transmit this information to Vladimir.
Hot mic! Mr. President, we can hear you capitulating to the Russians. Although on the plus side, Medvedev no longer has to transmit that information to Vladimir. It's on the TV. Can we hear him say that again?
And this, I transmit this information to Vladimir.
I transmit this information to Vladimir. That is a sentence that should only be spoken into a shoe phone. I transmit this information to Vladimir. I know it's not necessarily sinister, but it really does sound pretty sinister, doesn't it? I transmit this information to Vladimir. Give me that again.
I transmit this information to Vladimir.
You know, because all he's really saying is, all right, I'll tell him. But when it comes out with, like, a little bit of Russian sauce on it, it's like, I will transmit this information to Vladimir. I wonder if Russia has been our enemy for so many years because everything they say just sounds evil. Maybe it's just all been a misunderstanding of tone and syntax. Like, we would go, hey, man, is dinner ready? And in Russian, they'd be like, has the borscht been prepared for this evening? Everything they say just sounds like a veiled threat. Have a nice day. It is my wish that you enjoy your waking hours. Now, I'm sure Republicans are going to say that the president's gaffe was sinister. But I really feel it's more sad and vaguely pathetic. Here's the president explaining what he meant in this caught on live mic moment.
I want to reduce our nuclear stockpiles. Frankly, the current environment is not conducive to those kinds of thoughtful consultations. I think we'll do better in 2013.
I'd love to reduce the nuclear stockpiles, but my hands are tied. You know, until I'm done with these, you know, voters. Meanwhile, between the length of our nominating process and the run-up to midterm elections and post-election lesson learning and lame duck sessions, there's probably only a quadrennial three-week window where the conditions are perfect to get some done anyway. I hope it doesn't snow during those weeks. Of course, the whole tiptoeing around election season must sound ridiculous to Medvedev and Putin. I wonder what that would sound like in Russian.
In Russia, President Volk took it 4 more years to people.
All right, so Jon Stewart, yeah, always can count on him to create some interesting and fun moments out of whatever the news of the day is. The essence of Stewart's program for those who are 30 and under, actually almost to the mid-30s, more people who are in that age bracket get their news from Jon Stewart than any place else, including the Internet and the new media. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Let's see, number 6 on our countdown, the chart for the week of March 26th to the 30th, has to do with the amount of money in the big super lotto. It's about $500 million at the moment. You buying your tickets? Number seven this week is Afghanistan. What new can be said about that? We continue to talk about the shape Afghanistan is in, whether we bring the troops home or not, yada, yada, yada. That leads us to number eight, which we'll talk about next, the JetBlue pilot incident here on The Countdown.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and in this hour, having started at number one, we've moved up to number eight, the situation on the JetBlue flight. Here our host, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking about the pilot who had the meltdown during that flight.
So what happened with the JetBlue pilot? We talked about this, of how a JetBlue aircraft was on its way to Las Vegas, and it took a stop in Amarillo. Let me tell you something. There's a big difference between landing in Las Vegas and landing in Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the best thing, but there was an incident on the plane when the co-pilot noticed that this JetBlue pilot, who has worked for JetBlue for, you know, since 2000, that he was just basically not making any sense and getting very irritated. So we got him to go outside of the cockpit and said, "We have an emergency here. We got to put this plane down." And that's when the JetBlue pilot kind of lost it.
Yeah, Captain Clayton Osborne. Clayton Osborne. I've heard 20 different things about this guy.
Right.
Seriously.
Which one is the truth?
I heard that he was just irked about some of the chatter that was going on in the cockpit. I heard he was unnecessarily fiddling with the plane's controls. He was complaining of too much noise.
There was an affidavit unsealed today that said things don't matter. We're not going to Vegas. And then he began preaching.
Yeah. Someone said it was a panic attack. Someone said drugs. Someone even said could be a brain tumor.
Right.
Oh, for Christ. You know. Again, all this speculation. You don't know what happened to the guy. You don't know what's wrong with the guy.
Well, right, but you do know one thing. That flight was in risk because the guy flying the plane wasn't really in his right mind.
So
that's him yelling out things that don't make any sense.
Can you imagine someone doing that on the plane? That's bad enough. But well, to know that it's the captain
well, and my,
is worse.
And my whole thing is, that's the guy in charge.
Yeah.
I am more apt to lay hands on some knucklehead in row 17
mm-hmm.
than to get up and try to subdue a pilot. Because what you're thinking is, this is our only way to land. Hello. We got to make sure that this plane can land. Do I really want to subdue this guy? A couple of people have mentioned that it was... thank goodness for the people that got up and actually did something to subdue this guy, because it could have turned out a little, you know, a lot worse.
I mean, you're getting
but
up...
I don't know what I would have done.
Me neither. You're going to have... What you have to do is, on this plane, you've got to give up. You got to get up, and you've got to tackle somebody in uniform.
Right.
That is...
Where it's usually the other way around.
Right.
People in uniform tackle you.
All right. You can put yourself in that place and you wonder, wow, what would I do? Here's Scott Sloan. Number 9 is Pink Slime. We're not going to talk about that. That's been talked about plenty. Here's Scott Sloan talking about Dick Cheney's heart transplant.
You're taking a heart from someone who generally, in the profile of a donor, is someone middle-aged who dies unexpectedly, who is not diseased in any way, shape, or form, maybe a traffic fatality, something along those lines. And you take this heart... And you have this criteria where you look at the criteria and you go, okay, you have to have the right antigens in your body and there's got to be a match for that. You have various things like that we can't look at. We can't look at gender, race, religion, age, lifestyle, financial, social status, that kind of stuff. We have to look at the medical reasons for doing this. Okay, in that, are you qualified for the heart? How long have you been on the wait list? Your mortality rate, things like that, scientific things. And then this whole thing, this whole process, well, if it's based on science and the heart, why would you put a newer heart in an older model car, so to speak? And I'm not trying to be cruel to seniors here. I'm just saying that it seems to me to be a bad investment, because when you base this then on the sole criteria, let's say everything else is equal, is based on how long you've been on the list or the fit, is that you're not looking at age, and so you're going to put something in someone who's probably not going to wind up using it to its full capacity, let's say. So that means, by definition, someone else who may be younger gets bumped off the list and has a chance of using that heart for a longer period. Does that make sense? Without being cruel? Nothing against Dick Cheney, or the one rap is, well, Dick Cheney, he got the heart because he's Dick Cheney. No, they're pretty good about this. UNOS and United National, or the United Network, UNOS, Organ Sharing. It's a federal waiting list, and Congress enacted this thing back in the 80s, said, look, well, we have to streamline this process. It's like the United Way for body parts. In that it's an umbrella organization for transplant, and what they do is they set the standards, the criteria, they manage the national waiting list, and they match donors to organs. Well, it's like 24 hours a day, 365, Christmas, New Year's, they're doing it. And they monitor every organ in the system to ensure compliance, to make sure that the limited supply of organs are distributed to a maximum number of people who qualify. And the qualifications are based solely on need and not gender, not race, not lifestyle, not religion, not financial reasons, not social status, that kind of stuff. They just base it on the scientific criteria of who's the best match, and where they are, too, has something to do with it as well, based on where the organ is and where you live actually have a factor in some of these things, I guess. But I don't know. I look at Dick Cheney and go, you're getting a heart of a, I don't know, 30-year-old guy. He's 71. It's not going to make you live to 144. You're going to probably die the same age you do anyway, if not sooner. It just seems to me to be...
Did you know